Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, and we are loaded today, Angel. Got a lot of good questions. Let's just jump in.
I want to say you look cute with your hat on.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. I like my hat.
That usually means the hair is going wacky. That's what it means for me when I got one on. All right, Joe. All three of our kids are in school, and we also take them to church on Sundays and Wednesdays. They are also involved in dance and other activities. Do you have an opinion on what is too much?
No, ma'am. There is never too much. I still believe this. I'll believe this all my life. I was a parent of six kids who had grown and are adults. I believed in keeping them busy, tired, and happy, and I'll never change that. Kids who are not busy, they're into stuff they shouldn't get into. If they're not tired, they got too much energy to go in some place they shouldn't even go. And happy will never be there because they're frustrated. I'm bored. I'm this. I need to get you busy. I'm going to have you rake the yard 12 times a day. And, you know, pick up every piece of gravel in the driveway and all the acorns that'll fall from the trees.
So now I don't agree with you on that one because I can remember I was working an enormous amount of time and had two little kids. And Sumner, my son, started playing T-ball and everything else, and he'd go out there in the gagging heat and sit there for hours. But he was also learning to play the drums. So I said, we're going to pick one, sports or music? Because I was leaning heavily towards music since that would be an indoors
yeah,
project.
Air condition or heat when it's cold.
Yes, but except when he started hitting those cymbals, then that wasn't so fun. But, what it did was it actually helped to tailor what is now his life's work. I mean, he is a full-time musician.
He's great.
And so sometimes, I mean, if you see that they're going very well at one thing and not doing well at another, I think it's okay to taper those off.
Well, just one short story. I remember when my second daughter's a great athlete, college scholarship basketball, all-state basketball player, three-point shooting champion. She's real good. But she wouldn't be a cheerleader, and we were in a private school, and Dad, I want to go out for cheerleading. I said, well, you're not going to quit basketball because that's your ticket to college. And well, I just want to be a cheerleader. I said, well, fine, you sign up. I said, if you sign up, you're going to do it. Well, cheerleading's a year. It's a whole year, you know, and so she signed up. Well, you got to be at school at 6 a.m., so we got to leave our house at 5 a.m., which means you got to get up at 4 a.m. And so all of a sudden, trying to get your daughter before you, I'm tired. Get up. You signed up to cheerlead. I don't want to do it. You're going to do it. You signed up, and you're going to do it for the whole year.
And wait a minute. And so I know you lived out in the country. So did everybody.
Oh, man.
Had to get up at four.
Oh, man. It was a mess. They all waited to the last minute, and they'd sleep in the car, get dressed in the car, do the homework in the car. I leave Mount Suburban. They'd sleep outside. They'd be out in the parking lot. Where's your kids at? They're sleeping in the Suburban. They'll get up coming in a minute. You know, and it was a sacrifice because what I want them to understand, you're not the only person in this family. What you do affects everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to support everything you do. But if you commit to something, you're not going to jump in and out. Well, I did this, I didn't like that. And I did this, I didn't like this. I did this, I didn't like. No. If you commit, you're going for a year. And after the end of the year, of course, she did it for a year and never cheerleaded again. It wasn't that big a deal.
So. Well, I'm sure, because your other kids were beating her up behind the house.
Man, I'm telling you, there were no Christmas gifts or birthday gifts. We don't like you.
Man, oh, man, I would have been giving it to her. Well, this next question kind of goes along with it, too. It says, both my teens want to be involved in school activities that would keep them from being part of their youth group at church. Did this ever happen to your kids? Well, back in the day, they didn't do activities on Wednesdays or Sundays out of respect. But what we see now in hotels a lot, which makes me so sad, on Sundays especially, soccer is just taking over Sundays. And families with kids and everything. Yeah. If there's a tournament at a place that we're at, and we'll see the hotels filled with them.
Packed.
Just makes me very sad.
Yeah, nobody's in church, but we're playing that soccer, we're playing that softball. And everybody's just, you know, and so. But what you're doing, most of those parents are trying to chasing one of two things. Number one, they're chasing a scholarship. My kid's going to get a scholarship. Well, hopefully, you know, but how much are you paying for that? You know, you're going to end up not going to be in church for a year. That's going to cost you. Right. That's going to cost you. And also, who you're hanging around all the time. I always thought it was good to be around other people, regardless of what the sport was or the activity was, because you learned it. You know, you think you got it bad, you're going to be playing ball with some kid that doesn't have a parent. Dad ran off, mom died, they're living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and you think you got it bad. And so they learned a lot being around other kids their own age and those activities. Like, Dad, we got it good. Yes, we do, sugar. Yes, we do. So there's a lot of things that can be learned, but, man, like I said, when I was younger, we didn't do stuff on Wednesday and Sunday, but now everybody does.
Yeah, and I think you have to decide what your priorities are.
Yes.
For me, being in part of a youth group, which my mother made me go to at first, but it ended up changing my life,
yep.
And I loved it. So it was a very, very important key part of my grown-up years.
Those are individual choices. You just need to pray, and God will tell you what to do.
All right, Joe, in the Bible, what is the sin that most easily befalls you?
The sin that easily besets you is different for every individual. If you know three people, you know three people have three different sets of weaknesses. You know, somebody's really good at this. Boy, I wish I was good at that. Yeah, but they're no good at this. They got a weakness. And so the sin that easily besets you is like, you know, just start going down through the Bible characters. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. He got an eyeball after Bathsheba. Why was he eyeballing Bathsheba? Well, the Bible says it was a time when kings go to war. Before the story of Bathsheba, the verse is, it was a time when kings went to war. Where's David? He's at home on his rooftop staring at another woman taking a bath. It was a time when he's in the wrong place. You need to do what you're supposed to be doing. Get busy doing what you're good at and what you're supposed to be doing. The minute you're trying to find some spare time, it's going to get ugly. It's just going to get ugly.
All right, Joe. My husband and I heard you speak recently about how you were adamant that your kids went to college. We also hear that tradespeople are in high demand because there's such a push for people to go to college. This is obviously an opinion question, but we're interested in your thoughts.
Sure. Trade school is great. If my kid wanted to be an electrician, I'd send him to school to become an electrician. We got a big family. Got a lot of union members, millwrights, electricians, plumbers. I don't care what you do. Just do something so you earn a living. And so most all those electrical – my dad went to electrical school for 4 years to become an electrician. He was just a factory worker. What'd you do? Became an electrician. 4 years of school. Took a cut in pay, but he became an electrician. Made a good living for mom and the family. Just do what you like doing. I tell people, you shouldn't hate going to work. You shouldn't hate going to work. There's more people with degrees that are unemployed today than people without degrees, I think. It's like – a degree won't get you a job. It's your gift that gets you a job.
Yeah.
You should love what you do. People know when you hate your job. I might have 2 degrees, but I hate my job. Well, then you're sorry. You're not going to be worth anything to us. You should love going to work. So find out what it is you like to do. And if that's being an electrician, a plumber, a millwright, then do that. You know? Do that. It's great.
Well, and today, because so many trades are, people aren't going into them, and we have flooded universities and colleges. You know, when I was working in the claims industry, when I was doing that, one of the big things, they were having a hard time because people that were repairing cars, there's not as many.
Nope, not enough. There's not enough.
So is there higher demand for your that skill? Or a plumber, you know, you're always going to have a job if you're a plumber.
And because I had 5 daughters, but I said, well, you're not going to be a plumber, electrician, unless you really want to push it. I just want you to know something. I want you to be able to earn a living. I don't care what it is. So I'm telling my kids, and I've repeated this before, and some people don't like it. I don't care what you major in. I don't care if you're majoring in water bowling and basket weaving. The point is, the reason I want you to get a degree, I want you to know something. There's a lot of stuff you don't know. It's a great big world out there, and don't ever get arrogant. Mm-hmm. And always be learning. You know, learn something new every day. Don't stop learning. Most everybody gets a degree 3 months after they get it. It's obsolete because technology is moving so fast, so furious, you're obsolete in there. So keep learning.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Do you think it's all right to tell white lies to avoid conflict?
Liars go to hell. You read that in Revelation. Is it okay to take a white lie? I don't know. Where's a white lie? Green lie? Brown lie? Black lie? I mean, I didn't know the color code. Where's the color code of lying at? In the Revelation, says all liars go to hell. All liars are outside the pearly gate. They don't get to go in. Lies a sin. The devil's a liar and the father of all liars. There is no good lie. So no. And man, the minute you get caught up in it, you tell one white lie, you'll tell 20 more by the time the week's out. You'll tell 200 by the next week. It becomes a habit. Lying is a bad habit. You think, well, I don't want anybody to feel bad. Well, are you God? I'm not responsible how you feel. I'm supposed to tell you the truth. You know, God may have had me cross your path because I'm going to tell you the truth. No, God didn't send me across your path. Oh, I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie for God because I'm your ambassador of lying. I'm going to lie to everybody and make them feel real good about themselves today. I'm going to tell them how handsome, how smart, how good, how successful. I'm going to lie to everybody, God. I'm a lying machine. I'm going to spend eternity in lying heaven.
Yeah, but no, there is a balance to that because you don't want to be like this lady one time at church. She said to me, oh, I'm glad you let your hair grow out because you looked harsh with that haircut. And I kept thinking, well, have you?
That's
have
not you a looked? Lying issue. That's just a rude issue. That's just a rude
I know,
person.
I wanted to say, have you looked at your hair lately? But anyway.
Yeah.
So.
God bless you. Go with God.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, I worked for someone one time that was a pathological liar.
Ooh.
And I'd known them for years. They were not always that way. And I came to the conclusion that, you know, okay, I get it when if somebody's pressed and their back's against the wall and they tell a lie, you know, granted, it will still send you to hell, but I get it. But there's a difference between that than when you habitually lie. I believe that if you allow, if the Holy Ghost convicts you of that and you just keep doing it, then you'll give into a spirit of lying.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it got to the point, I don't even think he lied so much. He couldn't even tell you.
No, he wouldn't. People that do that, they don't know they're lying. They've done it so long, it's just natural for them, like breathing.
They would lie about stupid stuff. I'm like, if you're gonna lie, make it count, but just don't lie about where the ice cream store is. You know what I mean? And I mean, it was so hard to work with, and just. That will wear you out.
Truth sets you free, man. The minute you start, it's the wrong direction. Tell the truth. Smile when you say it, but tell the truth.
I love you. That's the truth.
That's the truth. I love you too, Sugar Mama. I throw my kisses over there to you.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Thank you so much. We enjoy our time with you. Hey, listen, if you are interested in becoming a partner, just please, you can join us at joemcgee.com. Partners are important to us.
Yes,
they keep us going. We're not like a church that people come and tithe to. We depend on partners.
Thank you, partners.
And we appreciate your giving. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
God bless, guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.